This is Chuck. My atomic clock is telling me that it's 6 o'clock. So we will call the meeting to order. And could we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Director Forcroy.
I'm here.
Director Millage.
Here.
Director Ohilski.
Present.
Vice President Womack. President Sesenia.
Here. Okay, we do have a quorum, and we will proceed to a general action item, agenda item 2, which is the adoption of a resolution adopting the utility billing adjustment policy. We've been struggling with high water bills and how to rectify those and help people work through those, and we've got a public hearing later on to adopt an ordinance that will put into place how we're going to do this. But first, we need to have a resolution putting that out as our policy, and then we can adopt that with the next, like I said, it'll be item 3. So if there's any confusion about that, we adopt the policy first, and then the ordinance that implements that. So we'll start with a general action item 2. Adopting resolution, adopting utility billing adjustment policy. Mr. Munns, is there anything you want to fill us in about this?
Just real quick for the listening public, that I just wanted to reiterate our current code only allows for utility billing adjustments if there's a water service line leak from the meter to the house. So this is an effort, and as everyone is well aware of, we've had some customers contesting that policy. So back on January 9th, the board did direct me to come up with a new policy. We did run that through the Utility Advisory Committee. Once the first meeting was an open discussion on what would be in the policy, the second was reviewing a draft. We were gonna take it a third time, but that meeting was canceled in March. But I did supply the final draft to the committee and had them submit comments. So they've had 3 times to look at it. Some of the key provision changes that we're looking at are the establishment of a utility billing adjustment committee, with the members being the utility systems manager, the administrative service manager, and the general manager. We are increasing the standard adjustment, which is that water service line leak, from being able to apply for one every 12 months to 24 months. And then we are changing the methodology to calculate the credit, where instead of taking this 50% of the difference between the highest billing invoice and turning it in to the customer, will pay any excess charges above normal as determined by the committee at the tier 1 rate. And finally, we are adding a billing adjustment option for high water bills from all other types of leaks or that unexplained water use that we've had in the past. So with that, I can answer any questions on the resolution and or the policy.
Yeah, can I, this is Marshall. I have a question based on what Chuck said at the beginning. So all this is doing is moving the resolution forward, and then on 3A, we adopt the resolution. I was not clear about that.
Let me explain. You're going to adopt the resolution now, taking the action to adopt the new policies and procedures. The right. Follow-up action is to amend Title II, because in Title II, it is okay. Prescriptive in there how the procedures work. So basically, okay. You're going to adopt this now, then we'll change Title II, and then this resolution and policy procedures will take precedent.
So then they'll be in conformance with each other. Thank you. Yep. I just wanted to have clarification of that.
Thank you for that question.
Good question, Marshall. That was a much better explanation, and it was the same question I asked Mr. Munns about a week ago. What's the difference? And he explained it just about like that to me, but I couldn't remember the whole explanation, of course. Any other questions from board members?
No, that was very good clarity for me. Thank you.
Okay, then do we have any public comment on this general action item 2A?
So at this time, I'd like to this is Jennifer Blackburn speaking, sorry. The attendees know that if you are listening online, you have the ability to raise your hand by pressing participant panel, and at the bottom you should have a hand raise icon and a few other options. And so if you have any desire to speak on public comment, go ahead and press that now and I can unmute you and you will be able to speak. I'm not seeing any hand raises.
I'm sorry, Jen, this is Jeff Minnery. Yes. Would you check, say the procedure if they are on the phone only?
Yes, if you are on the phone, you should press *9 and that will raise your hand.
Thank you, Jeff.
So if you're on the telephone, you can press *9, or if you're on a computer or mobile, by pressing participants, you should be able to get to the hand raise button.
Okay, this is Vicki Millage, and all I'm seeing is the district logo and the date and so forth.
Yeah, before you got on, Vicki, Laura explained we're different than the public participants.
Okay. So that, thank you.
Okay, we have
so
one attendee. We actually just had a hand raise. So
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and allow Sherry Grimm to speak. All right, your mic should be on, Sherry.
Hi, this is actually Christina Grimm.
Okay, my apologies.
I just wanted to thank you guys for also broadcasting this on Facebook Live, and I wanted to let you know that I've shared it on the Chamber's Facebook page as well.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Any other public comment on General Action Item 2A? If not, we'll bring it back to the board, and I'll entertain a motion.
I'm not seeing any more public comment.
Okay, I'll make a motion, Chuck. I move that the Board of Directors adopt Resolution 2020-03, establishing Utility Billing Adjustment Committee and revisions to the district's leak adjustment policy and procedures.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Do we need a roll call vote on this?
Yeah, we need to have roll call votes on every item.
Okay, I thought so.
All right, Director Troy.
Yes.
Director Millage?
Yes.
Director Uhilski?
Yes.
President Sesenia?
Yes.
Okay, it passes with a 4-0 vote with one absent.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to General Action Item 2B, and this is regarding the adoption of a resolution regarding the virtual public meeting protocols and policy related to the coronavirus pandemic that's going on. And Mr. Munns, could you fill us in a little bit on that?
Okay, I'm going to let Jeff Minnery, our counsel, do the presentation for this.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, President and directors of the board. So everything is moving really quickly, as you know, as far as how local agencies are doing this. Ron Munns and I discussed this issue a week ago, and then I started figuring out how to pull things together. The government code actually in this situation has a procedure where if we cannot get together in an emergency, which is we cannot meet in the same room, and there's state and county regulations about that the procedure is actually to have, which I discovered after the agenda was put together, that there would be a declaration by the president designating the place and how meetings would be conducted. So this is essentially a but because you're here already, obviously we're doing what the resolution provides, that this is a resolution giving authorization to the president to sign the declaration, designate meetings to be conducted virtually, and giving, of course, staff the option to adjust as needed. And the intent, of course, is to make it as convenient as possible for your board and for members of the public to have as much transparency as possible, and agencies of course, throughout the state of California, and I'm sure other states are trying to figure out these same types of protocols. So the idea here is that the protocols provide clear guidance to your board and the public as to how to conduct the meetings and as to how we can keep the public informed and participating as much as possible. And so they may be adjusted as needed, but overall, I think they're relatively relatively good so far. And with that, I'll take any questions or comments.
Any questions from board?
No.
No, my only comment.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Matthew. My comment was just, I was really appreciative of General Manager Munns and Council Minery for getting this put together so quickly. And I thought they did a really great job responding to this curveball that we're dealing with here. So I just wanted to give them a little bit of accolade.
I agree. It's important right now. It's important that we conduct our business in as transparent a way as we can. And it's not easy with this, but I appreciate it. And Jeff, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that I believe if it's not already done, that your general manager will post the protocols on the website so that in future meetings, it's a little easier for people to understand how to participate, whatever their technology level is.
Good. Yeah, we want to encourage continued participation, that's for sure. So do we have public comment on general action item 2B?
All right. So it looks like we have Christine Womack on the line as an attendee, just as a little comment here, but I'm not having the ability to move.
I took over the host. Christine, okay. Are you there?
Apparently not.
Okay, we will continue with public comment. Please raise your hand if you would like to make a comment on this. Or press star 9 if you're on the phone.
Okay, no hands raised.
Christine, did you just raise your hand? You are unmuted.
Me, Julie.
Julie. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
She's in for public comment.
Yes. Please identify yourself for the record and let us know what you have to say.
Good evening. It's Julie Tacker on the line here. This is my first time attempting this kind of thing. And while it was complicated, I made it. I am in support of the resolution in front of you and look forward to maybe something a little more clear on direction on, because this was complicated for me. This is the fourth time I tried to call in. I'm using the telephone, so a little bit tricky, but I look forward to perfecting it over time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a fairly frequent user of this kind of thing, it does get easier as you get used to it. I had to run through a few phone numbers before I got one that connected. But
can I give you a way to do this easier? Because we did this for the chamber mixer the other day, or chamber board meeting. If you download the app on your phone and you click on the meeting thing, it will take you to the app and you'll be automatically connected. You won't have to do any of that phone call stuff. So download the app on your phone.
Good tip. Thank you. If there's no other public comment, we'll bring it back to the board for consideration of a resolution.
I do not see any other hand raised.
Okay, and make that consideration of a motion to approve a resolution.
I guess I'll be the mover. I'll be the mover all day tonight.
Thank you, Marshall.
Apparently. Oh, sorry. I move that the Board of Directors adopt Resolution 2020-04, establishing the virtual public meeting protocols and policy related to COVID-19.
I'll second that motion. Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
Yes, and it looks like Christine logged on, but we're trying to get her audio. So, Director Fourcroy.
Yes.
Director Millage.
Yes.
Director Ohilski.
Yes.
Vice President Womack, are you able to vote?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I vote yes.
Okay, and President Pisania.
Yes.
All right, that passes with a 5-0 vote.
Thank you very much, and thank you for joining. I'm Christine, I'm glad you were able to patch in. We'll now move on to agenda item 3, the public hearing regarding the ordinance that adopts the previously adopted policy. I think that's how I would say that. Any further explanation, Mr. Munns, that you want to bring out here?
I think we've covered it. This is just a companion action to the resolution you just passed, and right. It's basically changing the title 201.21 to just reference that the board will, from time to time, adopt policies and procedures per resolution.
Yeah, I think what you said in your explanation when I asked the question about consistency is basically the bottom line here. So,
yes. Correct.
Yes. Okay, anything further from the board? Then we'll go to public comment on agenda item 3, the public hearing regarding ordinance 2020-02.
All right, so just to recap, this is Jennifer Blackburn, host. If you are on the telephone, press *9 to raise your hand, or if you're on the computer, use the hand feature to raise your hand for public comment, and you will be unmuted. I am not seeing any hands raised.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me since we didn't have much on item 2A. We'll bring it back to the board and I will entertain another motion.
I can be 3 for 3, Chuck. I move that the board adopt on second reading by title only, ordinance 2020-02, amending and restating Title II, Chapter 2.01.21 of the District Code.
I'll second that motion.
And was that Vicki or was that Christine that seconded it?
That was me, Vicki.
Thank you.
And so could we have a roll call vote, please?
Director Fourcroy. Director Fourcroy?
Yes, did you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Director Millage?
Yes.
Director Ohilski?
Yes.
Vice President Womack?
Yes.
President Pisania?
Yes.
And that passed with a 5-0 vote. Thank you.
Okay, we will move on to agenda item 4, public comment for items not on the agenda. Any hands raised?
Yes. Looks like Julie has a hand raised. So
okay.
I'll go ahead and unmute her. You are unmuted.
Please identify yourself and give us your comments.
Good evening again. I'm Julie Tacker. And yes, I would like to speak to items not on the agenda, but certainly within the interest of the community of Los Osos, and that has to do with the Los Osos sewer rate increase that is set to take place in a hearing before the County Board of Supervisors on April 21st. A few of us have asked the county to suspend the protest period and the hearing due to the stay-at-home order, and today, it's still going forward for a hearing on April 21st in front of the board. Now, to participate in front of the Board of Supervisors is maybe not, well, it's just as complicated as participating here tonight. And I think you can imagine that the vast majority of Los Osos residents who might be interested in the hearing will be baffled by the whole process. So I would ask that your board, you as individuals, ask the county to stay the process and
postpone it to a time when this stay-at-home order or the whole coronavirus is settled out. What I understand is that they intend to proceed, but maybe not implement the rate increase until the coronavirus issues are resolved or the emergency is resolved. But my bigger concern is we're all seeing our businesses in Los Osos suffering tremendously from the stay-at-home order, all the restaurants, the bars, etc. The business community will be hit the hardest by the rate increase. The rates for them are going up substantially more than they are for the individual homeowner. And I just would like us to show solidarity for them. If all of us protest the rate increase, we can stop it, have the county take a look at what the operating is, what's wrong with the operations there, find perhaps a better rate, interest rate, be creative, and make the project cost less than they're intending to raise the rates by at this time. So again, please join me in protesting. Join me in asking that the hearing be postponed.
Thank you, Julie. Do we have any other hands raised?
I do not see any other hands raised at this time.
Okay, we'll bring that back to the board. And you know, this doesn't seem like the right time to be putting out a hearing with a very important agenda item on it where you want community participation. I realize we're doing the same thing right here. I think we've got a pretty limited agenda. This is a pretty important item for the reasons Julie laid out. I don't know what, as a board, we could do between now and the 21st. I know what I intend to do as an individual, but I don't know. We'd have to call a special meeting or something. It seems like the only way that we could, as a board, take an action. Wouldn't that be correct, Mr. Minery?
Sorry about that. I had to figure out. My phone was muted. I think that at this point, you could determine to. So can I understand the process a little bit as far as where we are, as far as the rate increase? As far as when this is going to the Board of Supervisors?
I guess they're going to take action on the 21st. We've all received in the mail the mailer explaining what's going on and an opportunity to file a protest vote that way by mail. But it just seems like with hot button items that public participation should not be limited in any way. And I do believe there'd be a lot of people showing up for this one. I don't know. I just don't know what the rest of the board's thinking about this at all.
Well, you know, so, the other thing just to consider to answer Jeff's question, the last two Board of Supervisors meetings have been canceled. So I'm not sure, even though they're still showing it as going forward on the 21st, I'm not sure that it won't be canceled in its entirety, to tell you the truth.
I wouldn't be surprised.
This is Jeff. Okay, this is Jeff. I'm sorry. I think that if your board would like to direct staff to continue this hearing item to the next regularly scheduled meeting and direct the staff and legal counsel to coordinate with the county as far as whatever their actions are to postpone whatever determinations are made, we could do that.
But
so,
I think,
of course, that's your.
But I think what I agree with Julie and Chuck is that we need to take some formal action here.
Yes. Yeah, I would like to be on the record as supporting the community with just a pause. Let's hit the pause button. Our businesses are suffering tremendously, and it's not the time for large public participation. We're, I guess, anticipated to hit the curve, the apex, probably the following week here in the state. And we're certainly going to still be in a lockdown order.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I think we can have another Zoom special meeting with this as the sole item on the agenda.
I think that's a good idea.
I'd be willing to do that.
Chair?
I appreciate that.
Sorry to interrupt this, Jennifer Blackburn. We do have another member of the public raising their hand if you are still taking public comment.
Sure, we'll go ahead and do that.
Sherry, I'm going to unmute you. Sorry. I know, it's not Sherry. I apologize.
No, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Christina again, Christina Grimm again, and I would just appreciate if you guys are going to have another special meeting as a representative of the Chamber of Commerce. We would appreciate, I agree with Julie on this one, it does impact our business community, and so when you do have that meeting, could it be in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce so when the CSD takes that stand, we as a joint community service could do that together?
No. I don't think that's a good idea. And Christina, I'm on both boards, so I can speak. I think that the governmental agency, the CSD, could take the position, but I think then following that up immediately, the chamber could support the CSD's position. But I think as a governmental agency and a business agency, I think we have to bifurcate the two, quite frankly.
I appreciate that, Marshall. And it seems to me that the complications of a joint meeting, too, trying to do this with that many more people on the panel might be complicated, too. But I certainly do support a special meeting just with this as a limited agenda item for us to consider.
So this is Jeff Minnery, Mr. President. I think you have a couple options here. I think your board can consider continuing the hearing to a later date, or you could have a vote adopt.
No, continue the county hearing, you mean? The county hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I think that your board probably should direct staff and legal counsel to coordinate with the county.
I think we have to have
have a special meeting before the county's hearing.
Yes. And so, then to answer Christina's question, I think that the board members from the chamber can participate in that meeting, but quite frankly, I don't think it can be a joint meeting. And that's. So I'd like to make
a question for Jeff. Go ahead.
No, I'd like to just say that let's go ahead and schedule a special meeting sooner than later and find out what everybody's availability is. I'm available on whenever, just to get this done, because I think we need to get it in sooner than later.
I agree with that. I just want to ask
for either Monday or Tuesday, April 6th or 7th next week.
Either would work for me. I think Tuesday would be better. Tuesday would be better.
Okay, April 7th.
I'm open either day, personally, anytime, either day.
Others, please.
Works for me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
This it also works Matthew. For me. They work. Me also.
Okay. So let's.
For Jeff Minnery.
What time on the 7th would be most convenient for everyone?
You pick the day, Ron. So why don't you pick the time?
Okay. 5:30. Everyone's off work.
Yes.
Well, works. Those of us that are working at home, we're never off work.
Yeah, I apologize. We're still in the office.
I'd like to add something. Can I interject?
Well, who is this?
Julie. This is Julie.
Oh, go ahead.
I think I found a trick to get in there. Anyway, you have properties that you pay sewer bills for. You have a voice with your vote. And I think the county needs to be reminded of that.
We're making it clear. I think we made it clear that we're going to follow your suggestion.
Okay. I'm going a step further that your agenda item may go also a step further in that you've cast a vote. Cast a vote with your properties that you have sewer bills on.
Okay,
so that would be a second item on that.
I see. Yeah. To vote no on our our assessment.
Exactly, because they may just say, no, we're going to proceed, but your vote will stop them, and that'll be the de facto pause that we're looking for.
Appreciate the input. I don't know if anything will stop them if they want to go ahead, except for a majority vote.
And that's where your vote counts.
Well, Julie, that's not a back and forth. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. That's my point.
I would like to get some further clarification from what Mr. Minery meant by coordination with the county between staff and council.
Well, I'm to be honest with you, I'm a little unsure as to how this interacts with a county hearing. And so I'm just looking at what you want to do with your current item that's on the hearing that's on the agenda tonight for you, which I'm guessing is to continue this matter to the 7th, and then I can hear you, Marshall. Yes?
No, it's not on our agenda tonight. This was brought up in public comment for items not on the agenda. Jeff, just for background information. Okay, so yes. There's a protest period right now for the sewer rate increase, okay? We're in the protest period right now. The meeting scheduled for the 21st is when they would open and count the ballots for that protest period and determine whether it was a majority in protest or not. So that's what we're talking about, is deferring that, having a special meeting before the 21st for two purposes. One, to cast our votes no, and two, to ask them to defer that meeting.
Thank you.
Yes, perfect, Marshall, thank you. Really, at this point, there's probably not much that you need to coordinate with them. It sounds like we're ready to discuss this on the 7th at 5:30.
So
correct.
The action would be us drafting a letter for the board president to sign to the county requesting a delay in the hearing. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And the protest, and to vote no and to file a protest for the properties that we presently own that are served by the sewer.
Oh, well, we have to discuss that because I don't know that I agree with that.
No, but those are the two items we would discuss at the meeting on the 7th.
Okay, we can discuss it. I don't want to agree that we're writing a letter that says
No. I was just clarifying for...
Okay, no, I agree to discuss it.
Right. We can't have that discussion
today. To have
today.
The letter maybe drafted so that we're ready to act on it, if we do decide to, is all. I think a draft of a letter would be appropriate.
Well, I think of both letters.
Yes.
And then we can discuss those at our meeting on Tuesday.
Okay, I like that. And that'll be on the 7th, Tuesday the 7th at 5:30.
Correct.
We're zooming a lot these days.
Okay, Chuck, would you accept any more public comment on this?
I think we've had enough.
I think we've had, I mean, we're setting up a meeting to deal with the requested action.
Okay.
And yeah, unless there's something entirely, no. We're back to the board, and I think we're ready to move on to agenda item 5, which is the administrative and committee reports. And do we have a written fire department report? Does anyone have comment? I don't think we have anybody from the fire department on the phone, probably.
No, we're doing all the committee reports and updates just in writing. We didn't want to slow the meeting down with
Right, I appreciate that. So any questions, I guess, regarding the fire department report?
This is Matthew. I had one question to see if anybody understood, to make sure my understanding is correct. So we're getting a new chief, right?
Yeah.
And right now we have an interim chief, but we're getting the new chief in May. Is that correct?
In May, yes, correct.
Okay. Got it. And it's going to be Paul Provence.
What was that last comment?
And it's our new chief.
Oh,
is,
there we go. Paul. Okay, Providence.
Paul?
Yes.
Is that correct? Yes. That's correct?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Thank you. The utilities department report, the only thing I noticed there is that we used a lot more water last month than we did in February a month ago. And, you know, I guess we can attribute that to the dry weather up until this recent March, beginning of March. But boy, that was a big jump.
But I think it's also, Chuck, from people staying at home and using water that they otherwise would be using at work.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thought, too. That's a good thought, too. Hadn't even thought about all that. Anyway, that was just an observation. Anything else, Mr. Munns, from the utility? Or we don't have Jose on the phone, I don't think.
I believe Jose is on the phone.
He is.
He is available to answer any questions if you have any.
Right, right. That's okay. I just wanted to know that. Any questions from the board? Okay. With that, we'll move on to, where's the next of that list of reports? Is that general managers that's up next?
Yep. It is, Chuck.
Okay. Mr. Munns, anything special?
I just want to, you know, we've talked about COVID-19 response, and that's really consumed a lot of our time. But on a positive note, I want to say the Flume WaterSmart monitor rebate program is really taken off. In fact, I'll be coming back to the board in May to update you on the numbers and request a little bit more funding for that program.
Good. Cool. And I see also that we're starting to get some rebates for on-demand and water systems.
We've had a few of those trickle in.
Yeah, a couple. Every little bit helps.
Yep.
I had a question, if it's okay, about the Flume.
Yeah, sure.
When I was looking online and that thing that you put in the water bill, which unfortunately I got four copies of, so where was stuffing my envelope? but it shows an electric cord. Does this thing have to be tapped into electric? Or because obviously most of us or some of us don't have electric out to our meter box.
No, where you need to plug in is the, I forget what it's called, but it's the unit that receives the signal from the meter, which will be inside your house, needs to be plugged in.
Okay, because that wasn't clear to me from looking at that. So, okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Anything else on the general manager's report? Okay, we'll move on to 5D, director's announcements of district and community interests and reports on attendance at public meetings, training programs, conferences, and seminars. Is anybody going anywhere?
Can I talk? Can I give a chamber update? Because I'm on the chamber board, and it's one thing that, as Christina brought up, it's very, very problematic for our community right now, our business community, with the stay-at-home things. So the chamber, we're doing a number of things to try to address this. We put on hold all of our events that have been occurring or scheduled to occur. But I think if you go to look at our website and look at our Facebook page, you'll see all the things that we're trying to do right now to accommodate helping our local businesses survive through this. So I would just encourage everybody to look at the chamber's website and the Facebook page during this period that we're stressing right now with the pandemic.
Thank you, Marshall. That's an excellent suggestion. We have to pull together. Get your takeout orders and tip big. Okay, anything else in terms of extra special activities outside of our norm? We'll move on to 5E, response to previously asked questions. Do we have anything on that tonight?
We have nothing on that.
Okay, then we will move on to public comment for items on the administrative and committee reports and the consent agenda. Anybody want to pull anything from the consent agenda first?
Chuck, could I just make a quick comment briefly?
Sure.
So the warrant register and the financial report, I had canceled the FAC meeting for reasons that everybody should be aware of. But I personally did review, and I talked to members of my committee, not a quorum, but I just wanted to let you know that even though we didn't have a formal committee meeting, that those are approvable.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay, public comment for items on the administrative and committee reports and the consent agenda.
Okay, Jennifer Blackburn hosts. If anybody has any public comment, press *9 if you're on your phone, or click the raise hand feature if you are on your computer. Looks like we have one public comment at this moment.
Okay, please identify yourself and let us hear from you.
Is that me?
Yes, you should be unmuted, Julie.
Must be me. Can I ask why Jennifer Blackburn is there?
Helping me host the meeting so that I can take minutes.
Oh, well, hello, Jennifer. Long time no here. I would like to comment just briefly on, and I did communicate with your staff earlier this week, well, over the weekend, about written reports for directors for the meetings they've attended. I was unclear whether they were to accompany the warrant packet, and I suggested that they do, so that they're in conjunction and that payment isn't rendered unless they accompany the form that you all fill out. I think Laura, I want to compliment Laura and Ron for working with me on understanding the process that they've been going through. And then I did also have to ask about the low-income assistance fund statement, and nothing's really changed. I understand that, but that was to be included in your packet. And then I would ask, piggyback on that, and ask your board to bring that forward, and let's figure out where to spend that money to best benefit the community at this point. So those were my only comments. Thank you.
Okay. Low income assistance.
Chuck, this is Marshall. Can I respond to one of Julie's comments, the last one there about the low assistance? The board tasked the finance committee to look into that. But unfortunately, we've had to cancel the meeting. So that is something that is on our agenda for discussion at our future meetings.
Can I chime in as well, Chuck?
Sure.
I was scheduled to have a meeting with Lexi Bell from Morro Bay National Estuary Program a couple of weeks ago, but we postponed that meeting so I could get input from that program on those funds, so we could bring that to the table as well as part of the discussion. I will be rescheduling that.
Okay, thank you for following up on that.
Okay, I'm gonna go 4-for-4, Chuck. I'm gonna go ahead and move that we receive and file the administrative committee reports, and we approve the items on the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Do we have a second? Yeah, okay, we do. Matt, was that you?
That was me.
Okay, thank you. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
Director Forcroy?
Yes.
Director Millage?
Yes.
Director Ohilkey?
Yes.
Vice President Womack?
Yes.
President Sesenia?
Yes.
All right, that passed with a 5-0 vote.
Great, thank you all. Okay, that pulls us down to agenda item 9, future agenda items. Obviously, next Tuesday, we will be bringing forth a few agenda items for a special meeting. And then also in the future, we will be bringing back the Low Income Assistance Fund for an update on that. Any other future agenda items at this point?
I think in our consent agenda, we had about our auditor and having an RFP in the future for looking for new auditors in the future. So I think that's a future agenda item.
That's a good idea.
Yes, it is. Okay, with that, we'll go on to any closing board comments.
I would just say, Chuck, what I said previously, in any way, shape, or form, anything that you guys can do to help support our local businesses in this time of crisis would be helpful.
It's tough. It's a fine line. I'm you know, in my mind, I'm always saying only essentials, you know, don't run to the store just for this or that. And yet stores are drying up. It's a tough one. And I appreciate staff's work, involvement, trying to stay up with this. It's changing every day. You know that more than I do, obviously. And so we will pull together. We will get through this, and we will meet on the 7th at 5:30 with the same format. And with that, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.